Hello?
I'm sorry about that. Suddenly I can't hear you.
That's all right.
Thanks.
All right. No, so yes, we are still interested in selling the property. But refresh my memory, this isn't one of those, because let me clear the air. I had a incident where we thought we had someone that wanted to buy the property, but they were telling us that they wanted us to keep the property in our name and they would pay the mortgage, and we're not interested in anything like that.
Gotcha. Right. So that was the last note. I think you spoke with Jerome. That was the last note that I have here on our system. But no, we usually purchase the property and then pay off the remaining, mortgage or whatever liens there is. So it's like we're going to pay everything and we're going to fully buy the property. That's how we usually, buy it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you were on our system since 2013. It looks like you initially spoke to a Zach. I don't know if you remember. And then you spoke to a Jerome last year. And then, I was just trying to figure out why it's taking too long for, are you, undecided yet to move forward in selling the property? Or is there anything that's holding you back?
No, it's always like BS on the other end that keeps us from usually someone once we tell them explain how serious we are, it seems like stuff cools down, like once we express that we not with the BS, then
right,
kind of back off. So that's and like I get calls from so many people that, that's not upfront about what they want, or they want something crazy that, Like, I can't keep all this stuff straight.
Right. Okay. Bean, would you mind me asking, looks like when you've initially said that you wanted, the loan, I mean, would you mind me asking how much is the remaining mortgage in the property that needs to be paid?
I really don't know. Maybe 210. I don't know, right offhand, but I know it's something that, I think it's something that can be found,
I could take a look, right? That's fine.
Yeah.
I can find that out.
Right.
210, around that. And are you current?
Say it again.
Are you current? Are you current on your payments?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we are.
Gotcha.
We live there, so we have to be, yeah.
All right. I can find out how much exactly it is. Probably pull up something on my end to find that out. So you live in the property, and are you looking for a fast close, or you need time to probably move out the place in case that you wanted to move forward and, you'd like our offer?
We wouldn't need a whole lot of time because, believe it or not, if we could be out of here tomorrow if we wanted to, if we had the right offer, we would leave. So it's just a matter of, us doing, us being serious and doing it. So there's no problem.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to see, trying to pull up the information of the property and see how much is the, how much is the loan and all of that.
Okay.
I think I'd be needing more time to do my research, but really, I just wanted to know if you're still interested in selling or not. And I was just actually hoping that we can set up a time, to set up an appointment. I'm actually the secretary of the owner, which is Forrest McGee. So, I mean, I think it will be best if you wanted to really know how much we can offer to talk to him directly. If you're available tomorrow, you know, to set up a call, and like if I may ask, are you available for a call back tomorrow, maybe around this time or earlier?
Yeah, I'll be free.
Okay. Are you okay with 1:30 tomorrow, or?
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
And again, I just wanted to confirm the address that I have here. It's 144 Marshall Street in Petersburg.
That's right.
Okay. And it has 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 28.6 square feet. That's what I have here.
Right. It's 2.5 baths. We made a half bath. So, yeah.
4 beds, 2 baths. Okay. And the, I mean, would you mind me asking the condition of the property that, you know, do you think there's anything that we need to do? Like, anything that needs to be done?
We really done a lot of work to this house. We got like two, we replaced both HVAC units. We redid the bathrooms. I replaced the appliances. Like we've done a lot to it. So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, someone might come in and say, you know what I'm saying, maybe it needs, I don't know, what, you know what I'm saying, like, because I'm not a contractor. Or, you know what I'm saying, I don't know.
Yeah. I got you.
It's not that major.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And in case that we wanted to, you know, have a walkthrough to the property, see it in person, are you always available if we wanted to take a look at it?
Yeah, as long as someone's here. Like, I wouldn't care.
Okay. Right. All right. Let's do that. Let me schedule a call between you and Forrest. Forrest is the owner of the company. He's really the one who's going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's either we're going to turn it into a rental or, you know, we're not sure what we want to do with the property yet. But have you considered listing it or you just really wanted to get an offer?
We thought about doing like a sale by owner, like, you know what I'm saying? That was a long time ago when our kids were smaller. But as time went on, we just never did. I don't know what happened. Just lazy, I guess. So, but yeah, we haven't thought about listing.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fine as well. I mean, I just wanted to know where you're currently at because we can buy the property as is, but Forrest is also, you know, a real estate agent. So in case that you wanted to go that route, we can also list a property. So that's another option for you, you know. But so when it comes to timeline, you're okay as long as, you know, probably we could close fast or I guess it depends on what are your plans after we buy this property, you know, if we agreed on a certain price?
Repeat that again. I'm sorry.
Sure. I mean, when it comes to timeline, what I'm saying is the close date, because we can close within 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or on a day of your choice. I guess it would really depend on what are your plans after, you know, well, what are your plans if we would buy the property?
Not bragging or nothing, but we're financially said where we could, if you buy it and we need to be gone, we can be gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we find somewhere to go. Like, that's no problem. We just, like, I think we've outgrown the property. Like, our kids are older. We're older, of course. And we don't think that, you know what I'm saying, like, we've gotten everything out of it that we can. So we just think it's time to move on. And then I have a pretty flexible occupation. My wife has an occupation where she can find a job wherever she goes because she's a physician. So, and I work for a major airline. So as long as it's an airport in the area, then I have a job too. So we're not.
Are you a pilot?
No, God, I wish I was. No, but I'm a customer service supervisor for Delta Airlines. So,
oh, wow.
Where, matter of fact, I'm on vacation now, and we just got.
Oh
back.
My gosh! I'm
yeah,
so sorry.
That's all right. No, I just got back from. We just got back from Dallas. My son and I went to Texas Rangers game.
Oh, nice.
And it was really nice. I was celebrating my birthday, so
happy
yeah, we
birthday.
Yeah, thank you. We, like I said, we as a matter of fact, my daughter and I have a trip planned later on this month. We're going to Nice, France. So part of it is her going because she's in like a honors program in France, and then I just want to visit since she's going to be out there. So so we're always traveling, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, our kids are older, so we don't have a real reason to be tied down with anything out here. So, you know what I'm saying? My wife and I think about just buying like a townhouse somewhere, like out of the country, and just living like that.
Wow, that's a very good plan. What country are you planning to live or to migrate, I guess?
Say it again?
You're planning to migrate?
No, like I said, just like my wife's Nigerian, so we were thinking about maybe either either Jamaica or St. Lucia or one of the islands. Building, you know what I'm saying, just going back and forth. But just something like that. So now that our kids are older, so
why travel more?
Yeah, just enjoy, you know what I'm saying, like the fruits of our labor. So as I said, we don't want to be tied down with the house, so if we get something fair and it makes good business sense, yeah, we'll sell it.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, let me talk to Forrest. I mean, at least you already have your plan. Ask her, you know, if we both work out together, you know, your price meet ours. Let me run my numbers, or let's run our numbers, and then maybe tomorrow, if you're available, 1:30 in the afternoon, maybe he can call you back. Forrest is also a pilot, by the way, so I just wanted to let you know. He's also a contractor. Yeah. So a real estate agent and also a pilot. Our office is actually in Richmond Hangar in the...
what's the name of that place? I can't even think of the name.
Hanover. Hanover Air Park in Ashland.
Yeah.
That's where our office is.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I look forward to talking to him tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do that. I'll send you a reminder as well. Send you a quick text tomorrow before your appointment with him.
All right. Thank you so
All
much.
right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hester. Talk to you tomorrow and have yourself a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.